Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw. Relationship radio at its best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast live. We're here live tonight. No more rebroadcast. We are back. We are live here in the Blog Talk Radio studio. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast live every Thursday evening at our new time from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael T., back in full effect, along with my wonderful, phenomenal co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Sadie, we back.
We are back in full effect, Michael. Why? Because nothing or no one stops us.
And you know what? I'm going to play that song tonight. See, nothing can stop us. Nothing can hold us back. Nothing can deter us, because what we have to share and to say is so important to the Real, Relevant, and Raw family. Sadie, before we go on, let me just thank everyone who's listening live tonight and those who will be listening to the archive. Listen, we invite you to be a follower of the show. Please go to our show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. Click on the follow button right below the icon for our show, and you will be a follower of the show. If you want to send us a message, I believe right below that is the message button. Click on that. You will send us an email message. Finally, I'm going to give you the guest call-in number tonight, 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. Sadie, before we get into the topic tonight, I just want to say it is a pleasure being back with you live on the air. We've talked about this for several weeks, but we're here. I am excited about a new season. We're going to turn up on Blog Talk.
Turn it up. It's about to get hot up in here.
It's about to get hot up in here.
In here.
Listen. We bring you the best in relationship radio. We're here. Sadie, listen, tonight we decided to come out of the box, come out of the gate with a sensitive topic, with perhaps a controversial topic. Some may question why we are even starting our second season with this topic, but we have understood and we agree that we need to hit the nail on the head. We need to go right for the bullseye. So tonight, Real, Relevant, and Raw family, we're going to talk about domestic violence. The title of our show tonight is You, You're Hurting the Children Too, The Reality of Domestic Violence. The thing is, Sadie, domestic violence is the elephant in the room.
It's the sacred cow.
Yes, it is. It's what we don't want to talk about, but it's what so many of us, as you said before the show, both male and female, have to deal with. And no one can have a satisfying relationship physically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, sexually, if they are being abused in any way, shape, or form. Am I right about that, Sadie?
You got it right. You hit the nail on the head.
So what we want to do, we want to go right into our first song, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to deal with this topic. Real, Relevant, and Raw family, we are here to help. We want to get your help. We want to answer your questions. We want to assist you in such a way that you would never be a victim of domestic violence, or if you are, we want to help you get out of that situation. You're listening right now, live, to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk
Radio. I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address in a torn up town, no postcode envy.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns stretching the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood,
Real, relevant, and raw on Blog Talk Radio, bringing you the very best in relationship content and relationship radio. I am your co-host, live in the studio, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Sadie, we're here. We're about to tackle this very sensitive topic, somewhat controversial, domestic violence. Before the show, I pulled up some statistics on domestic violence. Listen to what it says, Real Relevant Raw Family. It says, and before I get to the statistics, let me give us a definition. It says domestic violence is the willful intimidation, physical assault, battery, sexual assault, and or other abusive behavior perpetrated by an intimate partner against another. I'll read one more sentence in this definition. It is an epidemic affecting individuals in every community, regardless of age, economic status, race, religion, nationality, or educational background. And although this particular report that I pulled up on the internet emphasizes violence against women, domestic violence is also perpetuated against men. One in every four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. That's 25% of all women. And listen to this, even more frightening, an estimated 1.3 million women are victims of physical assault by an intimate partner each year. 85% of domestic violence victims are women, and on the other hand, 15% of domestic violence victims are men. Finally, females who are 20 to 24 years of age are at the greatest risk of non-fatal intimate partner violence. And the sad part about it, Real Relevant and Raw Family, and this is why we are bringing this issue, this epidemic front and center for our show, kicking off our second season, is most cases of domestic violence are never reported to the police.
Right, yep.
It's the elephant in the room. And so we want to bring this front and center so that you can look at your situation, whether or not you say you're in love, whether or not you just met this individual, or you've known him or her for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Maybe you're in a committed relationship. Maybe you're in an open relationship. Maybe you're married. Maybe you see the signs. Maybe the first time that the person called you and you didn't pick up the phone, he sent you a text. Or she sent you a text, and you didn't respond in what he or she thought was a timely manner. And when that person finally reached you, you heard the aggression in his or her voice. Maybe he or she was cursing at you or threatening you. That's a sign. So, say you're a relationship coach. Have you ever, in your work as a relationship coach, counseled someone who was the victim or the perpetrator of domestic violence?
Yes, I would say I mostly counsel the victims. I've, not too many people want to admit that they're the perpetrator.
Mm-hmm.
Perpetrator usually hides out in a cave somewhere.
And how did you approach counseling that person who was the victim?
Well, I didn't really counsel them.
Okay.
I didn't know the event that I did a few years ago was more so coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And what I normally do, depending on the scenario, you can kind of tell right away if it's a situation that may be able to be saved, meaning they can co-parent at least to the children whose information was in the desk drawer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
How difficult is it? I wonder how difficult it is to bring this issue front and center.
How difficult is it to bring the issue of domestic violence front and center?
Exactly. How difficult is it? Because we're here tonight, and as our first show, and we are attempting to look at this. We talked about the reality of it. We've defined it. And we want to talk a little bit about the types of domestic violence. But how difficult is it?
I think it's somewhat difficult because people seem to think that domestic violence is all about putting your hands on someone. And
right.
I think they don't realize that domestic violence is someone belittling you emotionally, you know. If you live in a house with someone and let's just say you're going back to school, they're like, oh, what are you going for? Oh, I want to go to be a gynecologist. Oh, my God. Did you really just say that? Come on now, you're the same person who used to do this or do that or do this, and you used to ride the little yellow bus. You're not that smart. Anytime someone belittles you, that is that will fall under emotional abuse. So,
well, see, I think I agree with you. I mean, the information that I pulled up from the internet is from the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and it says, domestic violence is the willful intimidation. See, intimidating someone is domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
Abusive, and this is interesting. This is interesting, real relevant in Raw Family, because abusive behavior, cursing someone out that you say that you love or that I say that I love, that's domestic violence. And Sadie, I'll be honest, I consider myself, as you know, a fairly informed man, but when I think about domestic violence, I think about someone being physical with someone else. That's not how this coalition defines domestic violence. And so for those of you who are listening, think about your relationship. Think about instances where you may have been intimidated by your partner. And I'm not just talking about women, men. How many times has your woman gotten up in your face, cursed you out, insulted your manhood? Ladies, how many times has your man grabbed you, told you to come with him? Maybe you're at the club and he came to the club and you were dancing with your girls and he thought that you should be home and he comes and grabs you. That's domestic violence. So we're here, Sadie, to help. We're here to assist. We're here to put this issue on the table. Let's take a little break. Let's listen to Beyonce. I love the song Drunk in Love. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights, flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby. I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes.
rubbing on the roof, rubbing. If you scared, call that reverend. Boy, I'm drinking. Keep my brain right. I'm on the brown, yeah, gangsta white. Do a shit, he sweat it out like watch rag, he wet out. Boy, I'm drinking. I'm singing. On the mic to my voice, busting. I fill the tub up halfway, then ride it with my surfboard. 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 Graining on that wood. Graining, graining on that wood. I'm swerving on that. Swerving, swerving on that big body, been serving all this, swerp, surfing all in this good, good. We walk up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen? Oh, baby. Drunk in love, we be all night. The thing I remember is I feel beautiful, but this grinding up in a club. Drunk in love.
If I do say so myself, if I do say so myself, hold up, stumble all in the house, trying to back off all of that mouth that you had all in the car, talking about you the baddest bitch thus far, talking about you be repping that third, I wanna see all the shit that I heard, no I slink, Clint Eastwood, hope you can handle this curve, foreplay in a foyer, fucked up my Warhol, flinch panties right to the side, ain't got the time to take jaws off on sight, catch the charge I might, beat the box up like Mike, in 97 I bite, I'm Ike. Turn up, baby, no I don't play. Now eat the cake, anime, say eat the cake. Anime, I'm nice. For y'all to reach these heights, you gon' need G3, 4, 5, 6 flights, sleep tight. We sex again in the morning, your breakfast is my breakfast. We gon' in, we be all night.
Daddy, I want you. We be all night.
Drunk in Love, Beyonce. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. We are back live in the Blog Talk Radio studios. We're excited about being here. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And we are dealing tonight with the topic of domestic violence, which I would say, Real, Relevant, and Raw family, is the number one, I would say more than infidelity. It's the number one relationship killer on the planet. During the musical break, I say that I was looking at this report that I pulled up on the internet, and we don't want to overwhelm you with statistics, Real, Relevant, and Raw family, yet we do. We want to do three things tonight. We want to expose domestic violence for the epidemic that it is. We want to educate you about it, and if you are a victim of it, we want to help you escape it. And if, on the other hand, if in your family system, if in your life you have experienced things that may predispose you to being violent, we want to help you not to go down that road. And Sadie, again, I consider myself, I would say well-informed. Let me give myself a little bit more credit. I would say well-informed And these are some things I didn't know. For example, almost one-third of female homicide victims that are reported in police records are killed by an intimate partner.
You said one in four?
One-third.
One-third, okay.
33%. One-third of female homicide victims were killed by an intimate partner. So, I mean, let's assume for a minute a heterosexual relationship. What kind of anger does that man have? You know? And also, in 70 to 80% of intimate partner homicides, no matter which partner was killed, the man physically abused the woman before the murder. So, ladies, what this says to me, and this is something I've known for years, that domestic violence, when it's perpetrated, and I'm talking to the females in our audience just for a minute, please do not deceive yourself to think that domestic violence in and of itself, by itself, I should say, for a man who is violent domestically is going to diminish. It gets worse.
Say that again, Michael.
I'm going to say it again. Ladies, please do not deceive yourself into thinking that a man who is domestically violent, or is violent with you, if he's intimidating you, if he is emotionally abusing you, that will probably result in him being physically abusive to you. And please do not delude yourself into thinking that it's going to diminish over time. No, it gets worse over time. Listen to this. Intimate partner violence results in more than 18.5 million mental health care visits each year.
Wow.
It's sobering. The fact is, and we can analyze the reasons why all day, we live in a violent society, whether it's our music, whether it's our movies, whether it's our culture. We live in that kind of society. And you know what? I'll take it a step further. And I'm a man. I'm a man through and through. I think as men, brothers and men, I'm talking to us just for a moment. Too often we have been educated, conditioned in this society to believe that we own our women. I'm just going to put it out there. And I invite people to call in and let's discuss it. We can debate about it. We can disagree about it. We really feel like we own our women, that once a woman decides that she wants to be with us, that she's damn near our property. So what do you think about that?
I agree 100%.
Right.
And that is the problem, because once she belongs to someone else, or you think she belongs to someone else, you can't get over it, and then you in turn try to use the children to hold on to her, because that's all you have left.
Wow.
Women aren't the only ones who play games with the kids. I know for a fact women aren't the only ones who play games with the kids. But for ladies, fellas, anybody out there going through it with your ex as a result of domestic violence and they try to use the kids to hold on, here's the best advice I can give you. And Michael, I want you to give your advice too. Let it go. If they want to hold on to the kids, let them hold on to the kids. Because the minute they see that they can't use anything they have to hold on to you and control you, they're going to throw the towel in. They have no choice.
So, Sadie, what I want you to do, we talked about some information that you pulled up from the Internet. What are some of the signs of domestic violence? I mean, I'm a woman.
Let's talk about some of the signs of domestic violence.
Let's talk about
and
some
then
of the
we
signs.
Need to get into how it affects the kids for the second half hour of the show.
Not a problem.
So basically, belittling you. Sometimes when people belittle you, you can start small with just your driving. Oh, you can't drive, babe. Babe, you can't drive. You know, that's a form of belittling someone. Trying to control you. Your partner may control you by yelling at you, threatening you and your children, or by limiting your access to your children or your money. That's trying to control you. When someone takes something you have and say, all right, I know Sadie's hungry, so I'm going to take her cereal off the counter. When she comes, she's going to come in here to ask for the cereal. They're trying to control you through the cereal. The people do the same thing with money and children. So we all know what physical abuse is, any way of hitting you, hurting you, or harming you, right? Isolation. Isolation is another sign of domestic abuse, where the partner tries to cut you off from the outside world. you're constantly forbidden to step outside on your own or meet people on your own. It's considered a violation to the relationship. This control tactic increases your dependence on a partner, but also makes you feel worse emotionally. So people have to realize that these people want you to feel bad emotionally because it's like containing you. When you take a person's strength and livelihood, it's a form of detaining them. Also, sometimes another form of emotion, of domestic violence, of abuse, is people blaming you for their own behavior. Blame is the most common type of abuse, where the abusers blame their abusive behavior on the circumstances or on you. They
right.
will blame you immediately.
So let me jump in. So here's the scenario. Yo, baby, you know, listen, I wouldn't have put my hands on you if you didn't stress me out and get on my nerves last night. You know, baby, listen. You know, I'm going through stuff at work, and listen. You know, you weren't sensitive to that when I came to talk to you last night about my problem, about my day. You know, you just kind of turned a deaf ear. You were watching Love and Hip Hop, and you know what? I just, you know, you made me do it, lady.
Mm-hmm.
You made me do it. Wait a minute. Think about that.
Yes.
How can you make a man hit you? Or And I've been in this situation, you know, a woman cursing me out. Listen, and fellas, listen, men, that's a form of abuse. And I know, you know, we're tough. I box and I run and I'm an athlete and warrior and all of that. But you know what? And we can't just let that go, because that may be a sign further domestic violence.
Oh, yes. Women commit domestic violence as well.
And for me, Sadie, I think if I could give both men and women a piece of advice, and it's this: do not ignore the signs. See, and these signs, Sadie, these indicators of domestic violence, belittling the individual, controlling the individual, isolating the individual, blaming the individual. See, threatening is pretty overt. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Let's just take that off the table just for a moment. These signs that you've listed, and I so appreciate the fact that you did, they're subtle, but they're signs nevertheless. And sometimes we let our feelings for the individual cause us to rationalize away his or her behavior. Well, you know, my baby was just having a bad day. Or in its most twisted form, well, ladies, do you know any of your girls who have ever said this? Well, that's how he showed me he loved me. By putting his hands on you, by controlling you, by isolating you? No.
And once you have an order of protection, do not drop it. These behaviors do not change. Unfortunately, some of us, and I can vouch for this, have to learn this the hard way. These people do not change. They'll continue to use whatever, whoever they can to try to control you. They will never give up on, oh, I'm, you know, this, it's been 10 years now, I'm going to let this person go on with their life. No, they're not healthy. They're not healthy mentally, emotionally. They're not stable, and they'll never want to see you mentally healthy, emotionally, and stable.
And you know what? I'm going to jump in just for a second, Sadie. I want you to know something, ladies and men who may have experienced domestic violence. You can call them right now. You can keep your name anonymous if you want. If you want to talk to somebody, if you want advice, individual personal advice, if you want help, we will get you help. Our guest call-in number is 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. And I want you to know this as we go into a brief musical break. We're going to go a little old school tonight, Sadie. The anthem for empowered women, and I would say empowered people, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
I should have
Everybody, that was I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor, and I chose that song on purpose because I want to send everyone listening, either live or archived, that you will survive. You can survive domestic violence in whatever form it takes, and you will survive. And the interesting thing is that your survival is directly in your hands. Your survival is directly in your hands. And Sadie, I've got to make a confession. And no, it's not that I've been domestically violent, because I'm not.
Michael, have you been spanked?
Well, it depends upon what kind of spanking you're talking about. All right? It depends upon what kind of spanking you're talking about. And I guess the other question is, have I ever spanked?
We're not talking about domestic violence.
We're talking about something else. But I got to make a confession. You know, this is a difficult topic. I'm gonna be honest. And real relevant and raw family, I got to be honest. This is not an easy topic for us to discuss. You know what I mean? It's just not. It's easy to talk about open relationships. It's easy to talk about how to love a black man or Hispanic man or a woman. It's easy to talk about being dictified, and it's easy to do that. You understand? It's easier for Sadie and I to laugh and joke, and we do that, and I appreciate Sadie that moment of comic relief because it kind of breaks the tension. On the other hand, if we're going to keep it real, relevant, and raw, then we've got to deal with this. And when I read on this report that I pulled up that domestic violence is an epidemic, that's some powerful language. It set me back. That's an epidemic. Like AIDS is an epidemic.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sadie, that, you know, it didn't say it's prevalent. See, that's clean. That's neat. It's a epidemic. It's pervasive. And I want to deal with, and we're going to spend, there's some information here about children who witness domestic violence. Now, listen to this. We have to deal with this whole notion of sexual assault. You see, in rape, sexual assault, it's not an act of sex. It's an act of violence, and it's an act of power. 1 in 6 women and 1 in 33 men have experienced an attempted or completed rape. Nearly 7.8 million women have been raped by an intimate partner at some point in their lives. 7.8 million.
Wow.
Sexual assault. Then I'm going to say two things about stalking. Sexual assault or forced sex occurs in approximately 40 to 45% of battering relationships. 1 in 12 women and 1 in 45 men have been stalked in their lifetime. And finally, 81% of women stalked by a current or former intimate partner are also physically assaulted by that partner. 81% who are being stalked or by a current or former intimate partner are also physically assaulted by that partner. So listen, that jealous boyfriend who for some strange reason you may feel that he's giving you extra attention, it's dangerous.
Yeah. Especially, Michael, we got to talk about when people start bringing their children into this domestic violence stuff.
Let's think about that four-year-old boy. I think it was in New York who was killed by the father's girlfriend. See, and Sadie, that's probably a separate show. However, let's take a minute and deal with that. I have a son. You have children. See, others who may be listening right now, you have children. Just because you just started dating that brother or that sister does not mean that person needs to come around your children.
That's right.
Because let me tell you something. I don't want anybody calling my son daddy but me. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
It's right. And I think Sadie, sometimes we bring the people we're seeing or dating or are our significant others, we bring them around our children too prematurely. You don't know if it's going to work out, but all of a sudden we doing play dates together and all of that. And I'm not saying don't ever do it at the same time. What I'm saying is we have to think very critically about who we expose our children to. And now let me just say three things about children. Witnessing violence between one's parents or caretakers is the strongest risk factor of transmitting violent behavior from one generation to the next.
Say that again, Michael.
Witnessing violence between one's parents or caretakers is the strongest risk factor of transmitting violent behavior from one generation to the next.
Yeah. Let's
say something else. Yes. Isn't that amazing? So in a real sense, we live what we see.
Yeah.
So for the woman or the man, or should I say for the boy or the girl who one day will become a woman and a man, right?
Right.
That seeing that as a child almost codes domestic violence into that person's psyche unconsciously. So then the impulse when that person is angry or frustrated or hurt or jealous with respect to their significant other, male or female, the impulse is to be domestically violent, to belittle, to control, to threaten, to isolate, to blame, then to be verbally and physically abusive. It's the strongest risk factor. So we can't allow our children to see it, and more importantly, we cannot do it. Sadie, jump in.
That's all very true. Let's talk about the effects of domestic violence on children. So basically, the experts believe that children who are raised in abusive homes learn that violence is an effective way to resolve conflicts and problems. So we're actually raising more violent people. I'm sorry. Actually, children who are raised in violent homes create violent people. They may replicate the violence they witness as children in their teen and adult relationships and parenting experiences.
So, ladies, and then men, ladies, when you continue to allow yourself to be subjected to domestic violence and you have children, do you know that violence that you are experiencing is now coding and conditioning into your children the strongest risk factor? I didn't make it up. Sadie didn't make it up. It's a fact. It's coding into their DNA, if you will, to, as you said, Sadie, to use violence as a means of coping.
If you have a man or woman that manipulates you, that is another form of abuse. It doesn't stop there. Domestic violence, you can have a person who is creating domestic violence in your home that's never touched you, never hit you, but it still affects the children. It still affects your mindset. It still affects your overall being. But most importantly, what this show is really about that we need to start to kind of narrow down to is how it affects the children.
Right. We're here to expose it.
Right.
Family.
It doesn't stop. You know, you can leave a person who's abusive, whether it's emotionally, physically, financially, whatever have you, and you could think that you're gone from that person for 10 years. It's over. That's behind me. An abusive person is an abusive person, and they abuse others. So regardless of how much time comes in between you and that person, abusive is abusive.
Sadie, pause there because see, we need to emphasize that. Do you know, real relevant and raw family, that a child's basic personality is formed by the time he or she is five? That's a long established fact. So by the time someone becomes an adult, basically, unless they want to change, they're not going to change. And Sadie, so what you're saying is an abusive person without any type of intervention will always be an abusive person. They may not, you understand, they may not act at every moment in an abusive manner, but the coding And the impulse is there, and all that is needed is a trigger for that person then to act violently. This is why, ladies, a man will hit you once, he's going to hit you again. Please understand that. Brothers, a woman who curses you out once and demeans your manhood once will do it again. So we have to take the signs seriously, because if not, it can literally, in the end, cost us our lives. Sadie, I'm going to go to one more song. We have 13 minutes left in our show, and then we're going to spend the last few minutes just kind of putting it out there, giving people some advice, asking people if they want help, and see what we can do, because we are really trying to save a life tonight. Can't Hold Us by Macklemore. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, y'all can't copy yet. Bad moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my INDEPENDENT shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track busting. Halfway across that city with the back crushed it. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Now, can I kick it? Thank you. Yeah, I'm so damn grateful. I grew up really wanna go fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I gotta eat away in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We rock. Gonna go off. Gone. Deuces goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer now. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people now. Sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
And we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Go back.
This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
And you're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio, where we are turning it up in the Blog Talk Radio studios. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Listen, we have exposed the elephant in the room, domestic violence. We've educated you about domestic violence because we want you to escape it. We want you to escape it as both the perpetrator and the victim. And so tonight, we have dealt with a difficult topic. We've talked about the realities of domestic violence, the types of domestic violence, the signs of domestic violence, the effects of domestic violence, even what it does to the children. And so we want to end our show tonight talking about what do you do. If you want to call in right now, 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. Or you can message us. Go to our show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/real-relevant-raw. Click on the message button, and you will send us a message, and we will respond to any messages we receive. So what do we do?
What do we do?
Go ahead, Sadie.
First and foremost, you got to become informed.
Exactly.
You got to become informed. There's so many people in domestic situations where that they don't even know they're in it. So you have to become informed. You can get information from your local domestic violence or sexual assault program. You have to invite others into your life who've been in that same situation to share their experience with you. You can attend different programs on domestic violence and to local programs for help. You got to ask for help. Once you kind of assess yourself and say, all right, you know what, this might be something that I'm involved in here, then you most definitely have to ask for help. You can ask to be placed on mailing list to get all the, recent brochures or what are newsletters going out on domestic violence. There's always something that they're discovering. You have to consider the economics of the violence.
Hmm.
You know, don't buy items from places that support violence. Don't go to gas stations that sell pornography. Don't go to movies that support the violence, like, you know, the guys throwing the girl around on the screen. And, you know, don't buy music or video games that feature violence and minimize violence against women, because the fact of the matter is that is the subliminal message that's telling your brain it's okay. All day, every day, it's constantly communicated to us that it's okay. And, like, for instance, I don't like for my children to watch WWE wrestling because they do these moves with the Barbie. And if you watch children play psychologically, you can tell what they see. And you would think that they see violence in my home when really those moves that Barbie is doing is all from WWE or WE, you know, take one W off.
See, for me, Sadie, I agree with you. And my advice is very, very simple. Three things. See the signs. And the converse to that is heed the signs. This is for someone who is a victim or may be a victim. So you got to see the signs. You can't ignore the signs. I don't care how much you love that man or that woman. See the signs. Heed the signs. If you have been a victim of domestic violence in whatever its form, admit the reality of it. And Sadie, I think sometimes that's the hardest part, to just admit it. You know what? This guy has been violent to me. I know maybe all he did was curse me out, but it's a form of violence. He threatened me. That's a form of violence. He's trying to control me. That's a form of violence. So you have to admit it. And then, as Sadie said, get the help you need. Because literally getting the help you need can save your life.
Right.
So, and finally, and I haven't heard too many conversations about domestic violence being directed to the perpetrator, man or woman, You have to see the signs. The strongest risk factor for you being violent or becoming violent is if you witness domestic violence in your home. And if you did, then you know what? Just as a precaution, you need to get some help. Just to make sure that whatever may be wired into you, this is just not the best way to say it, but can be unwired. Because your parents, by being violent between each other, may have created a monster in you. And that's a hell of a thing to have to admit. But you know what? If you are going to be healthy, then you may have to say, you know what? I saw violence coming up, and I need to get some help before I become violent myself. Not an easy topic, Sadie.
No, it's not. Definitely not, but we had to address it, especially.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Michael.
No, so we had to address it. I mean, it's something we had to address. And you know what? As difficult as it was for both of us to address, and maybe for some who are listening to hear or will be listening to hear, it's an epidemic, and that's such a powerful word to use. It's an epidemic. So, Sadie, we have a couple of minutes left. Anything you want to say in closing?
Nope. You can wrap it up.
Listen, we have dealt with the topic tonight. You're hurting the children, too, the reality of domestic violence. This is Real, Relevant, Raw, bringing you the very best in relationship radio and relationship content. On Blog Talk Radio, we are broadcasting live now. We're back to live broadcast every Thursday evening at our new time from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Listen, everybody, thank you for listening. We love you. Tune in next week for more Real, Relevant, and Raw. Have a good night.